The soil has been a source of civilizations in all ages.
Soil is not only a system involved with ecological equilibrium. Its structural properties also allow it to be used as a very practical tool and raw material in daily life. Soil is such a useful material that it has played a great role in the emergence of many civilizations throughout history. In order for a society to be able to establish a civilization in a certain area and to raise it to a given level over time, a number of important conditions have to be met. At the top of the list is fertile soil suited to settlement, and for that soil to be close to water sources. These two factors have played a major role in the foundation of a great many civilizations.
We can easily see this when we look at the regions in which great civilizations have sprung up. For example, Egyptian civilization was founded on the fertile lands irrigated by the waters of the Nile. The civilizations founded by many communities that settled in Mesopotamia were born from the fertile soils watered by the Euphrates and Tigris. In addition to these, many civilizations established in Central Asia and the Middle East similarly settled in regions with fertile soils and plentiful water sources. There is an important reason for this shared behavior. Human beings require a specific infrastructure in order to be able to establish their own civilization in an area. The essential elements of that infrastructure are soil and water. All the civilizations ever founded have worked the land in various ways, experimented with various kinds of irrigation, and used soil and water in their magnificent works and artifacts. The great levels of art and science achieved using the soil by ancient civilizations, and the great power they attained as a result, is one of the subjects noted in verses of the Quran. One verse on the subject reads, "Have they not traveled in the earth and seen the final fate of those before them? They had greater strength than them and cultivated the land and inhabited it in far greater numbers than they do."
Almost all the structures and works of art today regarded as the seven wonders of the world have come down to us from ancient civilizations. The architecture in some of these is today adopted as a model and copied by engineers. These services bestowed on civilization by the soil are still continuing today in many spheres.
Since soil is such a practical material, an entire industry based on it has emerged in our own day. Soil is used as a raw material in the cement, ceramics, glass, and construction industries. Combined with other materials and under the effect of heat, it can be converted into a highly resistant material. In addition, since the products manufactured in these sectors are also used in the construction, energy, and automotive industries, soil-based industries have also had a huge impact on other industries. Our Lord, the infinitely merciful and compassionate, blesses His servants via the soil in many spheres, making it possible for them to survive and improving and facilitating their daily lives. Conclusion. Soil is a marvel of creation.
Were the earth covered solely in water, nothing could live on it. If it consisted solely of rock and stone, living things would not be able to make use of it as they do, and it would also be most uncomfortable living on a rock hard surface. We would be unable to benefit from the soil and the products of industry obtained from soil. Yet our infinitely compassionate Lord has created the earth neither covered in water nor as hard as rock.
kaya gibi sert olarak yaratmıştır.
In terms of its structure, texture, softness, and contents, soil is ideally suited for human beings and all life forms to live on. The great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi describes how soil has been created with the most perfect structure as follows.
The original creation of the earth was as follows. Some liquid matter solidified at the divine command and became rock. With divine leave, the rock became earth. The word earth, arz, in the glorification means earth, soil. That is to say, the liquid matter was too soft to support anything, and the rock was too hard to be benefited from. Therefore, the all-wise and compassionate one spread the earth over the rock and made it the place of habitation for living beings. There is absolutely no doubt that God, who creates all things flawlessly and at the moment of his choosing, shows us his existence and evidence of his incomparable creation, even in a handful of soil. As revealed in the Quran, God creates all things in the finest form. He is God, the creator, the maker, the giver of form. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.